How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? Happy Monday to yous all. This is Ben Burney, the old maestro, and all the old lads. Well, a new week has rolled around, so we thought we'd roll around, too, and knock off a few tunes for all you guys and gals in the war industries. You folks who are turning out the stuff to win the war, to help Uncle Sam settle the score with our enemies. And what a wonderful job you folks are doing in Uncle Sam's shipyards. Think of Mr. Henry Kaiser launching a Liberty ship in 10 days. By gosh, when you work for him, you have to rush to the keel, rivet and weld as fast as you can, and then duck, or you'll get hit over the head with a champagne bottle. Well, I know you war workers have got the production situation well in hand, but I'd like to tell you how to hang a haymaker on some of the enemies that sometimes try to muscle in on you while you're working. Take a guy like old Joe Jitters. He's one of old Mo Monotony's stooges, you know. When you feel old Joe making you a bit jumpy, try chewing some gum. You'll find the pleasant action of chewing will put those old pests right on the skids, but good. And in these days when we must make everything last, the long-lasting flavor of Wrigley's Spearmint Gum will be right down your alley. Because, brother and sister, it sure does last. Yowza. And now, if the old lads will put on their eye shades and sleeve protectors, we'll give out with some music. And again, we're saluting the Coast Guard with Semper Paratus. Caesar, one of your best downbeats, dear boy. Thank you. That was swell. Really swell. By gosh, you're swinging like an old union suit on a clothesline. Looks like the boys are really batting it out this evening. And I would like you war workers to know that the old lads are pretty good mechanics themselves. Vince Fiorina saws that bass fiddle, Lou Singer hammers on them drums, and old Axel Monroe just chiseled me out of $2. They're really mechanical. Well, put red sashes on the lads and call me Xavier Cougar. If it ain't Jack Fulton, the blast furnace Bonelli. What's cooking, Jackson? What you going to sing?
Well, I was going to sing the Beer Barrel Polka, but I can't.
Why?
I'm on the wagon.
Caesar, run this guy on, will you?
I came here to talk for Joe. He wants me to let you know he can't keep that date with you tonight. I came here to talk for Joe. Gee, that kid sure loves you so. And when he gets the chance, he said, he'd run. That boy has so much courage. I've seen the things he can do, but he never had the courage to tell you how he feels about you. He's got a perfect alibi. He can't be here and in the sky. So I came here to talk for Joe.
That's really nice, Jackson. I came here to talk for Joe. Beautifully sung. A beautiful song, too. And what you had to say for Joe, Jack, kind of makes the old maestro want to say a word to all the Joes and all the other lads in the Air Corps and in all the other branches of our armed forces. The folks back home in war production work, Joe, are going all out to back you up. They're doing their best, and they know you'll do the rest. And now, I would like to...
Hello, Mr. Burney, Emily.
Well, shut up.
Good for me.
Early or late, Sister Emmy. We're always sure right glad to see you.
Well, good.
How are things down in the country?
Well, now everything's all right, Mr. Burney, but I've been busier than a hen with a brood of ducks. You see, I'm making all the arrangements for Bert and Bertie Beer Bar's Halloween party.
Well, you mean one of those parties where they put a lit-up pumpkin face in the window?
No, not exactly. Bertie just puts Bert in the window. He's always lit up.
Oh.
Well, last year we had a party there, and just as all the folks got there and got sat down in the parlor, why, Bert walks in and says good night to every one of them. And Bertie says, "Why, my land." Bert says, "What are you saying good night to the folks for that just got here?" Bert says, "Well," says, "I wanted to say good night to him whilst I still recognized him."
Well, that's just the way sounds like Bert's really cooking with Sterno.
Yes.
Tell me, does Bertie drink anything?
Yes, anything.
Oh, that did it, Sister Emmy. What you going to sing today,
well,
child?
Well, I've got a song here that used to go awful good when we had all day singing and supper on the ground. Don't Leave the Farm.
Well, Caesar, that's your cue.
Yes. Come, folks, I have something to tell you. Come near, I would whisper it low.
Whisper it low.
Are you thinking of leaving? Don't be in a hurry to go.
To go.
The city has many attractions, but think of the vices and sins. When once in the vortex of fashion, how soon the course downward begins.
Don't be in a hurry to go.
To go.
Don't be in a hurry to go.
To go.
If you're thinking of leaving the homestead, don't be in a hurry to go. The farm is the safest and surest. The orchards are loaded today.
Today.
You're free as the air on the mountain and monarch of all you survey.
Survey.
Better stay on the farm a while longer,
though profits come in rather slow.
Remember, you've nothing to risk, folks.
Don't be in a hurry to go.
Don't be in a hurry to go.
To go.
Don't be in a hurry to go.
To go.
If you're thinking of leaving the homestead, don't be in a hurry to go.
Do not go.
Thank you, Sister Emmy. Thank you very much. If you're thinking of leaving the farm, boys, don't be in a hurry to go. My gosh, I have an idea. Paul McNutt wrote that lyric. Comes now the King's Jesters, the Riveters, Ritz Brothers. You know, the Jesters are very sympathetic fellas. If one guy goes off key, the other two go right along with him. Jesters, what's cooking?
A song later, but first the theater.
I knew it.
The scene is a doctor's office. Curtain!
Doctor, when my hands get well, will I be able to play the piano?
Why, certainly, my boy.
Gosh, that's wonderful. I never could play it before.
Back to the trunks, boys. Back to the trunks.
Way uptown in Harlem, there's a guy they call Joe Strong. He can't sing a nickel's worth, but he mumbles all day long. It ain't no good, a tune ain't good. It ain't no good unless there's a lick in it. It can't be right, a kiss ain't right. It can't be right unless there's a kick in it. It must be wrong, a donut's wrong. It must be wrong unless there's a hole in it. It ain't no good, a verse ain't good. It ain't no good unless there's a roll in it. It ain't no good, it ain't no good. Just remember, tain't no good. Got the time, so I don't mind repeating, for anyone can see the words are glad. If you dig the jive, my chops are beating, and you'll be cooking with gas. It ain't no good, a tub ain't good. It ain't no good if it's got a leak in it. It can't be right, a leg ain't right.
It can't be right if it's got a creak in it. It ain't no good. It ain't no good. Just remember, it ain't no good. That's right. They're cooking with gas. It ain't no good. A tub ain't good. It ain't no good if it's got a leak in it. It can't be right. A leg ain't right. It can't be right if it's got a creak in it. It ain't no good. It ain't no good. Just remember, it ain't no good.
Nice going, Jesters. Tain't no good, but the way you sang it was plenty good. Yowza, yowza. Remind me to raise your salaries. They can't hear me. I hope. And now, Caesar, let's hear, Caesar, from our old girlfriend, Rosemarie. This number's from the musical comedy of the same name. But after we play it, you'll probably want to travel incognito. Take leave of thee, for parting is such sweet sorrow. But the Wrigley Spearmint Gum folks have fixed it so we can meet again on the morrow. Dear, dear, Bill Shakespeare Burning. And we're aiming to bring along some tunes that we hope will please you. You know, when it comes to music or idle banter, different folks like different things. But the letters I've been getting from war plants around and about the country give me an idea that folks who have tried it I'm mighty pleased with the job Wrigley Spearmint Gum does of helping them while they're working. Of course, there's many different reasons why guys and gals do like Wrigley Spearmint. Some say they like the way a pinch hits for their favorite smoke when they're working on a job where puffin's taboo. And others go for the way it keeps their mouth and throat feeling fresh all the time. But whatever the reasons, they all agree that a package of Wrigley Spearmint Gum is a mighty useful piece of equipment to take on the job. So if you ain't yet got around to trying it, give it a fling the next time you punch in at work and see for yourself what a big helper that little stick of gum can be. And to use folks on the night or the old graveyard shift, remember the words of Droopy McEyelid. When I'm sleepy and feel like saying ho-hum, I always choose Wrigley Spearmint Gum. And now the time has come to say au revoir and goodbye. The time to quit, unfortunately, is drawing nigh. But don't forget, if you want your work to hum, chew good old Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Yowza. So long, a fun cheerio, a bit of a tweet-tweet. God bless you, and goodbye.
This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.